Good morning. Welcome and blessings to each of you as we gather together during this holy time of worship. We extend a special welcome to any visitors this morning and pray that you find a sense of Christian fellowship and belongingness among us. Super Bowl Sunday, it's here. And we give thanks to our youth that have prepared for us. So your subs can be picked up in the gym after worship today. We simply ask for a free will donation for our senior high youth ministries. If you did not place a pre-order and don't feel like making lunch today, no worries. They've got you covered because they made some extras. So please stop by the fellowship hall after worship today. For our quilters, for those of you that enjoy quilting, knotting comforters, or tying laptop blankets, check out the announcement from Zion Mennonite Church at the bottom of page 7. And then an additional announcement, volunteers removed the organ pipes and mechanisms from the organ chamber this past week, and they have set several of the smaller wood pipes on two carts in the gym. If anyone would want one or two of these pipes, you're offered or able to take them. Please look over the rest of the announcements on pages 6 and 7 in your bulletin. At this time, I invite forward Darlene Steiner to come and share about our mission of the month for February.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The mission of the month for February is the Archibald Fish Pantry. The pantry was organized over 50 years ago. Since then, it continues to grow and reach others by showing the love of Jesus. Fish serves individuals and families around the Archibald area. The Fish Pantry serves about 200 individuals a month and adds new families every month. The pantry also may help financially with housing, utilities, car, and medication expenses. Fish does not receive any government monies and depends on donations. Fish is blessed with amazing donors and donations and has recently finished with new building insulation, new siding, a new roof, new windows, a new entry door, interior walls, and lighting. More recent changes to the pantry also include new store shelves and a glass front refrigerator to provide milk, cheese, and butter for shoppers. Our JYF volunteered at the Fish Pantry in November, giving our youth a look at what the Fish Pantry is all about. St. John's Christian Church also provides laundry soap to the Fish Pantry. When the supply gets low, the soap is ordered and members of the mission committee pick it up at the store and deliver it to the Fish Pantry. And the cost is taken from our mission budget. If you would like to get more involved, reach out. Much of what happens at the pantry is volunteer-based, and there is no such thing as too many volunteers. You can direct your giving on your giving envelopes, either number 6 if you have numbered envelopes, or on the MAN listing on the other envelopes under special projects. Thank you.
As we enter into a time of worship this morning, I ask that you please join me in the responsive scripture reading as printed in your bulletin and on the screen behind me. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever.
Let us pray. O Lord, quiet our busy mind this morning and fill our soul with gratitude for your goodness and unending love. In this hour of worship, we praise you for the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray for your Holy Spirit to unite our hearts and minds as we glorify your almighty name. Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Before we sing our opening hymns, our hymns of praise, I would like to inform everybody that yesterday was our church treasurer's 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Mary. We thank God for your service, your ability, wisdom, and integrity. And Mary is also the most brilliant woman I have ever met. So I have a blessing for Mary. May God continue to guide you. May He strengthen you. May He strengthen your faith in Him. May He continue to grant you His wisdom and comfort you with His peace. And may He continue to help you to glorify and enjoy Him in all that you do. In Jesus' name, we ask this. Amen. All right. Let us sing. First, let us stand if we are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. Our first hymn of praise is found on page number 56 of your red hymnal. It is titled Day by Day. After we sing that, we will sing Praise the Lord, Sing Alleluia. You will find that on pages 8 and 9 of your bulletin. And we realize that this hymn is probably new to many of us. It certainly was new to me. So in light of that, Lynn is going to play a verse of it and the chorus before we start singing. And then after she does that, we will join in singing of Praise the Lord, Sing Alleluia. So let us sing Day by Day.
Trusting in my Father's wise bestowal.
At this time, let us all pass the peace of our Lord Jesus.
Do they? Okay, perfect. You can come. Good morning. How are you all? Okay, quick question. Are you guys watching the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Yes? Who are you rooting for?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia? JD, I know you're into sports. Are you voting for anyone? Both? That's okay. Me too. Okay. Both? You too? Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's get into the actual message. So what are some things said to you that make your guys' heart happy? Can you think of any? Yeah, go ahead.
I can really do.
Yeah? What? Huh? Love. Yeah, go ahead. Jesus. Yeah, what about like you are beautiful or you are kind or you're smart? Those are some things that make your heart happy, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, muffins? Yeah, those make my heart happy too. Okay, what about some things that are said that make your heart unhappy? Yeah, go ahead, Ryan. Say it. Go ahead. You are mean, right? So maybe some things like our classmates or our friends, they might be joking around and saying things like, you know, you're unworthy or you're not kind. And things like this, like our heart, they can ruin them. Muffins? Like you can't have muffins? Yeah, that makes my heart rip and unhappy, right? Does this heart look happy? No, it doesn't. So, in Colossians 3, bye! So, in Colossians 3, the Bible says to forgive others that are hurtful or that go against us. So, the people that make our heart look like this, God asks us to forgive them. Now, do you think that's easy to do? No. But when we're doing this, it strengthens our relationship with God, and it does things, and God says things like, you are worthy, you are enough. So God is this tape, and he tapes our heart back together, right? So he's fitting all these pieces. He's saying, you are worthy, you are enough, you are beautifully and wonderfully made, right? Now does this heart look happy? Right? It looks back to normal. So when we forgive others and we love our neighbors as ourselves, that strengthens our relationship with God, and we do what God asks us, and we become stronger in our faith. So some of you may ask, so what's our purpose as God's people? Our purpose is to live a life glorifying him. And with doing that, he asks us to forgive our neighbors, forgive our classmates and our friends that may say these hurtful things. And with him, he can restore our hearts and make us happy and renewed. Okay, let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray to thank you for bringing all of these children here today. Lord, I pray that you watch over them and that you may heal their hearts and that you continue to help them forgive their neighbors and say encouraging things to their friends and their classmates, and that you continue to lead them in a path that glorifies you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I was pretty sure I was hearing from Ryan that what makes his heart unhappy was green beans, but I wasn't sure if I was hearing that correctly or not. So, some updates for our pastor or our prayers concerns on the back of your bulletin. We have Chloe Merrillett in there, and Roger just wanted me to clarify that her struggle has been weight loss. That's why I have it listed as we're praying for weight gain, but she's been losing weight and not able to gain, so he wanted me to clarify that for everyone, so continue to pray for her. We have been praying for Ron McCurdy, Jim's brother. And Jim let me know yesterday that Ron passed away yesterday morning, and arrangements are pending. So please be praying for Jim and the rest of the family. We'd share that Marilyn Buer suffered a mild stroke Thursday evening and was at UTMC for a few days and have not heard whether she's back to her home or in a rehab place, but you can be praying for Marilyn. Craig invited me to share with you that several of you have been asking about his daughter, Josie Greaser. She has been diagnosed with MS, and they also have been going to Cleveland for treatments, but would invite you to be praying for Josie and for Craig and the rest of the family as they encourage her and love her. And Tim Laird, whose surgery was postponed a couple of weeks ago, will be having surgery tomorrow, and that is a five-hour surgery at least. So please be praying for Tim and the surgeon's team and for Kristen, his wife, and the rest of the family. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. God of life and God of love, Scripture teaches us that you love us with an everlasting love. And Lord, I pray that as we each examine or explore or remember our own Christian walk, we are aware of your unending love, a love of forgiveness, a love of wonder, a love of joy. Lord, before the world was made, you fixed your love upon us. You planned our salvation in Christ even before our sin. You chose us before we chose you. You work faith and repentance in our hearts. You call us by your word and by the moving of your spirit. You justify us because of what Jesus Christ has done on the cross. And Lord, we know that you continue to work in us now, forgiving us for our sins and working within us to sanctify us by your Holy Spirit. Lord God, we pray that you help us to recognize that this is truth and that we can struggle to believe it for so many different reasons. Our guilt can make us feel ashamed. Our sin can warp our understanding of your love. Our fears can cloud our vision. Our half-heartedness can dull our desire. There is much in us that keeps us from feeling the glorious weight of your love for us. So, Lord, we pray for the power of your Holy Spirit to break through the shadows in our heart, and then we will praise you for your unending love. And Lord God, as we are loved by you, so you teach us to love. And we pray that your mercy and your kindness will draw us to show the same attributes of love to the world. Lord, teach us in your incarnation of the depths and the certainty of your care for us. Teach us also how to carry your presence to others, helping them to see Christ in the ways we care for them. Lord, we pray this day for those people listed on our concern list. Lord, we continue to pray for Chloe Marillette and for her parents and for her family. Lord, we pray for Emily K. Walker as she recovers from elbow surgery earlier this week. We pray for Larry Willis and for his wife Mel as he's back home, and Lord, just continue to strengthen him. Lord, we pray for the family of Ron McCurdy upon his passing. Lord, we pray that your peace would just fill their hearts and that Jim and the rest of the family can rally together and encourage one another in this time. We continue to pray for Todd and Ruth Ann and for Jeff and Laura and for Stuart and Rhonda. Lord, we pray for Marilyn as she recovers from this stroke. We pray for her strength. We pray for Tim Laird as he undergoes surgery tomorrow. Lord, we pray for that team that will tend to him, and we pray for his family as they wait the ending of that surgery. We pray for Josie and for Craig and the rest of the family as they encourage Josie, and we thank you for the treatments that she is receiving. And Lord, we just give her into your care. Lord, as your people, we do love you, and we thank you for your love that we have through Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.